Removing curse spell. Do you have the feeling that everything is stuck? Our feeling of helplessness overwhelm you? To stop this mask of suffering, you require a specialist experienced in removing curse spell. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a unique Kabbalistic spell removal process that will allow you to reclaim your routine and strength. Removing curse spell, who should you turn to for reliable results? Have you already turned to different Kabbalists before, and nothing changed? Whether you have amulets written for you or spells and oaths were used, there are several reasons why some spell removals are not effective. 1. Not all people who call themselves amulet writer necessarily proficient in removing curse spell. Community rabbis who are not familiar with Kabbalistic codes may do more harm than good. 2. Often, spiritual practitioners settle for a short course or are more skilled in calligraphy than spirituality. It is important that we remember, casting a spell requires in-depth knowledge. 3. Kabbalistic amulets are intended for protection only. Any other use will not only be ineffective, but harmful and forbidden according to Kabbalah. 4. Writers of amulets must be baptized before writing, and not everyone does so. 5. The amulet provides partial protection, but does not cancel the spell. 6. The letters of the amulet may have faults in them, which may cause irreversible damage, just as faulty mezuzahs may harm. Therefore, choosing a Kabbalist or rabbi who falls under any of these definitions will result in the following consequences: harmful results, wasting considerable sums on people lacking proper knowledge or integrity, your investment in a person who acts in crooked ways and has unclean intentions. Removing curse spell with Samuel Zohar Yanai is a deep process directed to the root of the energetic damage, for the purposes of removal only, and is in no way intended to harm another person. Any such action is predestined to return any negative energy back to the offender, who intends to harm the image of God. Samuel Zohar Yanai opposes the use of amulets and works exclusively according to the deep Kabbalistic codes. Removing curse spell, how will it work according to my unique approach? The process of removing curse spell requires communion with the spiritual world, which requires deep concentration. Therefore, the entire process is carried out in isolation without the person's presence. After an initial consultation, I will study your needs in depth to perform the removal. The process is tailored to you personally, and suitable for all faiths and with complete discretion. Removing curse spell repeatedly to a complete solution. I don't believe in superficial solutions and accompany you constantly until all the damage is removed. The process repeats itself every 30 days, and we keep in touch until we make sure that the energetic blockage has been finally removed. Removing all types of blockages along with curse spells, I remove evil eye, black magic, and ill-wishing slander. After removing all the damage, I perform energetic defenses to ensure that the attacking party does not pursue another attack. Strengthening your various life anchors in order to strengthen you and ensure complete protection against repeated spells and to restore the damage caused by the spell, I provide a complete solution for body and mind. From personalized advice on vitamins and supplements to personal and business advice, I share with you all the worlds of knowledge in which I have gained expertise. Renewing the flow of positive energies. Once all the blockages are removed, I reopen the positive energy channels to restore the flow. Throughout the entire process, you are guaranteed complete confidentiality. It should be clarified that a doctor should be consulted before taking any supplement or medicinal plant or making any changes in the nutritional routine. Removing curse spell, time is your most valuable asset. To ensure we are properly removing curse spell, it is crucial to act quickly. A quick response and persistence will improve the chances of success considerably. To interrupt the negative influence in your life, I invite you to contact me now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. What are amulets? Amulets have been used for generations as a means of protection, to cast spells and curses, or for removing curse spell. According to Kabbalah, amulets are mainly used for protection against witchcraft. However, there are quite a few wizards who also use them to inflict damage. The amulets are made by rabbis who are experts in the matter and well-versed in Kabbalistic ciphers and codes. The codes are written on animal skin parchment and are sometimes done by sorcerers for harm, although they do not have Kabbalistic spiritual training. It is important to remember that such amulet writers are required by Kabbalah to undergo baptism and purification before writing amulets and must have deep Kabbalah and Torah knowledge. For your safety, it is appropriate to beware of charlatans. What are curses? A curse is a wish and its internal or external expression that bad events will happen to the person on whom the curse is placed. Sometimes, it involves an explicit appeal to God or his angels to cause severe damage, some of which irreversible, some may kill. The phenomenon of cursing is very ancient and probably originates from the pagan beliefs of prehistoric cultures. This is a worldwide phenomenon, and no culture is immune from it. From ancient times to the present day, curses are cast through written text or spoken voice. The person casting the curse, who is a sorcerer or priest, memorizes the name of the cursed person and performs a ceremony in which associates the name with the curse. The wishes usually revolve around physical and mental injuries and the integrity of the family. Curses in the ancient world. In ancient Egypt, an inscription was found from the 22nd dynasty of the pharaohs, describing the dedication of land to an Egyptian god, and it was declared that whoever makes improper use of this land is cursed forever. Also, the Egyptians applied a variety of curses in a ceremony that included breaking barriers and mentioning the names of enemies. In the Phoenician culture, the custom of cursing appears on tablets detailing punishments and curses that will intentionally harm the residents of the Phoenician cities, their livelihood, or their property. The curses were also directed against armies or pirates. King Ashurbanipal ordered the librarians in his huge library to write on every book copy a curse warning against theft or damage caused to any book. Curses in the Bible. In the Bible, the custom of cursing is noted in the Book of Numbers, in the story of Balaam who tried to curse the tribes of Israel and eventually blessed them. Also in Deuteronomy, the people of Israel are presented by a choice between a curse or a blessing, according to their actions. At a later stage, actual curse warning inscriptions were written as in other ancient cultures, as found in Ein Gedi, which was considered a very rich settlement, due to the production of persimmon oil. Curses in the Middle Ages. In the Middle Ages, the curses were used mainly among clerics who wrote books and prayer cycles and feared that their books would be stolen from them. Therefore, they have scribed curse warnings the entrance of the libraries or even inside the books themselves. This phenomenon persisted even throughout the Spanish conquests of South and Central America. According to pagan beliefs, the Aztec kingdom, and its predecessor the Mayan kingdom, fell mainly due to curses imposed on them hundreds of years earlier by their fallen enemies. Curses in modern times. Extensive use of curses and attempts of removing curse spell is also common among pirate wars. When one fleet of pirates was defeated by another fleet, the defeated pirates used to curse the victors vigorously. In many cases, it also worked. Ships sank and precious gold treasures were lost forever. The curse of the Ninth Symphony is another well-known curse, according to which every classical composer who writes his ninth work, and particularly a symphony, dies afterwards. Seven well-known composers who wrote their Ninth Symphony died almost immediately afterwards. In the United States, the phenomenon of cursing became very common during the 19th century. The Bell Witch legend has spread in the southern United States. Tells of the Bell family living in northwestern Robertson County, Tennessee. The father, a farmer named John Bell, lived in the area according to legend and was attacked by an invisible or shape-shifting entity that was able to speak and influence the physical environment. The entity relentlessly cursed the family when it appeared before them. Another well-known American curse is the Tippecanoe Curse, which was imposed in the Battle of Tippecanoe in 1811 between American units and Shawnee Indians under the leadership of Chief Tecumseh. The Indians were defeated in battle, and following the defeat, the chief placed a curse on America that any president elected in a round year would die suddenly or be assassinated. This happened to seven presidents, the last of whom was John F. Kennedy, who was elected president in 1960. Kennedy family curses. Many stories revolved around the calamity that befell the Kennedy family for generations. According to belief, these resulted from some old blood feud. The curse is so powerful that close to 20 family members died in a mysterious or horrible way, such as murder, accidents, and mysterious suicide starting in the 1940s. For more information about curses, spells, and methods of removing curse spell, you can contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. After the consultation, we can begin the process of freeing ourselves from the negative influence.